όλη αυτά που είναι, που τα ζητάει ο κόσμος.
Okay.
They're all songs.
Okay.
They're all songs.
All right.
Κατάλαβε.
Κατάλαβε, sure.
Καμία κιθάρα δεν μπορεί να παίξει σόλο όπως παίζω εγώ. Οι κουμπανίες, το RCA, το Decca, every company in the United States ήθελε να παίζω μόνος μου. Σόλο,
how many records, πόσο δίσκος έκανες, θυμάσαι?
And in every company.
In every company, yes.
Every company, all right. Στο RCA, yeah. Έχω 36 τραγούδια.
36 τραγούδια.
36 numbers, a Greek number. Στο RCA.
RCA.
Στο Decca, έχω 24. Στο Κολόμπια, 18. Αυτά είναι του ΟΡ, ΟΡ Ταξίμι. Στο Balkan.
The Balkan label, yeah, sure.
Στο Balkan, αλλά είναι μόνο. Έχω 10 numbers. And then in a standard.
Standard. Yeah, standard colonial, yeah, standard.
Standard. In a standard company. Έχω και εκεί.
Did you?
Λοιπόν, εγώ αρχίνησα, τώρα τα παίρνεις εκεί.
Yeah, sure.
Εγώ αρχίνησα όταν ήρθα από την Ελλάδα,
yeah.
In the United States, ήρθα στο 1915.
15 ήρθες εδώ. Yeah. Florida. Ναι, να μιλάμε, να πιάσει η μηχανή, η φωνή σου. Ναι, εντάξει. Τι μένει το 15, 16, 16.
Αυτό είναι, ναι. Δεν μπορεί κανένα να παίξει αυτά.
Πολύ ωραία.
Πρόσχομαι.
Ναι,
αυτά είναι λάρα μόνιδα. Τα θέλουν οι εταιρείες, άμα τα δώσω την άδειά μου, τα θέλουν οι εταιρείες, μέσα στο μόνοι. You, between you and you, partner, you want them, I give you break.
Well, yeah, what I think will happen is that I want to, I'm going to have to let some people know. You see, nobody knew if you were really alive, you know, from the group that I know of. And this is Dino Pappas, a lot of the people that are record collectors, the people that are older than I am.
Yes.
So what I want to do is I want to write your, you know, copy your history down in the cassette. And then there are some companies that want to re-release records. But as I said to you, you know, what I will do is I will contact the other people and say that you, in point of fact, are alive, you know. And then somebody else will have to get a hold of you. Γιατί αυτά τα πράγματα δεν ξέρω, you know. Από ιστορία πώς ξέρω από αυτά. Και ξέρω ποιος είσαι και τι έκανες και αυτά. I mean, you know, in a broad way, you know. That's why I came here to talk to you, to get specifics. As far as cutting records again and stuff, I know they're doing it in Greece and I know they're doing it in the United States, but that again is... You know, that's beyond what I know about what I do. But did you just do this? Did you just do this? This is not from your 78s.
This is mine.
That's right.
Since 1920. Τώρα θα σου πω ποια πλάκα έβγαλα πρώτα.
Yeah.
Θα σου πω στο RCA. Ποια πλάκα έβγαλα πρώτα. Και όταν ήρθα στην Αμερική που πήγα και τι έκανα και τι αυτό.
Sure.
Πάρε λεπτομέρειες. Δηλαδή, few the foundation.
That's
and
right.
Then, they make
right.
A story. They wanted to go into Greece. To take all my story, make a book out of it.
Oh, boy.
And sell it all over the world.
Who wanted to do this in Greece? The Masem?
Yes. Βασίλης Λεμπέσης και το ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό της Αθήνας με ζήτησε να πάω να τραγουδήσω, γιατί έχουν μερικά από τα δικά μου τραγούδια,
sure,
αλλά θέλουν the old ones.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah. Well, υπάρχει τα παλιά, the records, υπάρχουν εδώ στην Αμερική.
Τα 12. Τα 12, ναι, υπάρχουν. Μερικά σπίτια τα έχουν.
Yeah.
Αλλά τα περισσότερα έχουν σβήσει.
Yeah.
Και πολλά που δεν τα έχω βγάλει.
I see.
Σε καμιά εταιρεία. Έχω τραγούδια που δεν έχουν βγει ακόμα.
Ah.
Something new.
Πόσο χρόνο είσαι?
Εγώ?
Ναι.
Τώρα είμαι 88.
You look wonderful. You look really good, I swear to God.
Thank you.
So you came here in 1915 to America?
Yes.
Where were you born in Greece?
In island Amorgos. Στην Αμοργό, είναι νομός Κυκλάδος, ένα small island.
Yeah.
Nice, beautiful island.
Πότε χρόνο είσαι όταν ήρθες εδώ? What? Mm-hmm. How old were you when you first came to the United States?
Oh, ήμουν about 18 years old.
18 years old. Did you learn how to play music?
Well, I started from Greece.
Yeah.
I started from Greece. I have a little guitar in my hands. And in the island where I born, μ' άρεσε να παίζω και να τραγουδάω. Μ' άρεσε. And then I would come to Athens, Greece. Και από εκεί κάθισα μερικά χρόνια. Ήταν η μητέρα μου εκεί. Και κατόπιν ήθελα να φύγω. Mm-hmm. Την Ελλάδα να έρθω στην Αμερική. Και ήρθα στην Αμερική. And the first place where I went, where I came to the United States, ήταν η Νέα Υόρκη.
Yeah.
Και πήγα στο downtown New York. Εκεί ήταν όλοι οι Έλληνες. Cherry Street, Madison Street. Αυτό το community ήταν τότε, εκεί.
Mm-hmm.
Στο 1915.
1915, that's right.
And I started from there. Mm-hmm. Started playing. And the small places where they...
Do you remember the names of any of those places?
Oh, yes.
Could you tell me what they are?
Αυτό ήταν ένα μέρος εκεί το οποίο το λέγανε το Ακρόπολης.
Το Ακρόπολης.
Ακρόπολης ήταν τρία μέρη. Ήταν το Πάνθεον, ήταν το Ζάπιο και το Ακρόπολης. Εστιατόρια. Ήταν του φαγητού και πήγαινε ο κόσμος και εγώ έπαιζα εκεί.
Where were they? Were they on Cherry Street or where were they located?
Huh?
Where were they located?
Downtown New York, Cherry Street, and Madison Street.
Uh-huh.
And Madison Street. And from there I stayed a couple of years. And after, I start...
Go out, huh?
Well, not to the people. And there was another place there in the 6th Avenue, New York, and the 28th Street, second floor. Το Ζάπιο. Πήγαινα και εκεί και παίζα. It was 1919, mm-hmm. And the people they was hearing me say, Katsaros, Katsaros, Katsaros plays the guitar.
Yeah.
Ωραία. So, happens one day, a man was there, American. Mm-hmm. He was the manager in the Oriental Department in the RCA in Camden, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He was the manager, and they hear me play, and they come to me and he asking me if I want to RCA recording for them. See?
Yeah.
So it was 1920 when I went to Camden. We started making a contract for the company Victor to make 12 numbers a year and up. Mm-hmm. 5 years contract. All right? I start. Και το πρώτο τραγούδι που έβγαλα ήταν «Η Νέλη θέλει σκότωμα, θέλει και καρμανιόλα». That's the name of it.
Yeah.
Το άλλο ήταν «Σα πεθάνω τι θα πούνε, πέθανε και ένας μπεκρής». Mm. Το άλλο ήταν «Τώρα τα παίρνω και έρχομαι». ζεμπέκικα, ωραία ρεμπέτικα. Yeah. You have idea.
Yes, right? Sir. Mm-hmm.
Και συνέχεια.
Yes, sir.
Όταν τέλειωσα από αυτή την εταιρεία τα 5 χρόνια. Oh, στο μεταξύ αυτό όμως. My records, they went all over the world. And they start calling me. Mm. From every place in the United States. In South America, in Europe, in Port Said, Alexandria, Cairo. And they pay me, and I took the boat and I go. Uh-huh. Play for the big concerts, you know.
That's right.
Για εκκλησίες, για rich people, see. Πήγα στο Port Said, στην Αλεξάνδρεια, στο Κάιρο, πήγα all the way down to Sudan, Τσιμπουτί, South Africa, Johannesburg, Cape Town. I was playing all in those places.
Were there all Greeks in those places too?
Yeah, there was a lot of Greeks there that time.
At that time, yeah.
That time, the old timers.
Yeah, sure.
And they was thinking the war of me because I'm the only one. I was recording that time. A solo guitar and sing. Hmm. See?
Yeah.
So, and then, after I finish, I come back here. Again, I travel all over.
What year did you go to Africa?
In Africa?
Yeah. What year? I mean, you know.
In Africa, I went there. The first time, I went to Algeria. The first time. 1924. 1924. And from there, the same year, I went from Algiers, Bonn, Philippeville, Port Said, mm-hmm. Alexandria, and Cairo, that year. And then I come back to the United States. And after that, the next trip I make, I was down in San Francisco, and the people from India, from Bombay, they call me Mr. Alice, the Maharaja of the India, the multi-millionaire, his son. You know, because there they was for years and years.
Yeah, sure.
Εκεί μέσα στην Ινδία. Και με φώναξε και πήρα το παπόρι και πήγα στην Ινδία και κάθισα 10 μέρες in his palace and I played for him.
Wow.
You see? Yeah. And from there I went to Bombay, to Calcutta, India, all big Maharajas, Έλληνες. Πάπου προς πάπου ήταν εκείνοι, αυτοί είχαν τσιφλίκια μεγάλα, like we have here Mr. Ford, yeah. Dutch Brothers, the Chrysler, up there we have the Greeks.
In India. Mm. What were some of the families that were in India? Θυμάσαι από το όνομα της Έλληνες εκεί.
Στην Ινδία ήταν ο Mr. Κρίνος.
Κρίνος.
Κρίνος, from the island. Σύρα, ο Μίστερ Άλης, Ράλης ήταν από την Αθήνα, 200 years ago,
yeah.
He was there, and then I met their grandsons, Μίστερ Άλης, κατάλαβες. Και ύστερα γύριζα και ξανά επήγαινα, sure. All over, down South America, Santos, San Pablo, Buenos Aires, you know, είχαμε Έλληνες, Αυστράλια.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then I'm making my office in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
In San Francisco. From after I finished from the RCA, I went, well, I was in and out in San Francisco and all over. Seattle, Washington, Spokane, Washington, Portland, Oregon, Columbia River, Tacoma, every little city in the United States and every town I went through, play for the Greek people. Salt Lake, Utah.
Yeah.
You know, so like, yes, I just stay there. And then outside in the Salt Lake is the mines, you know.
Sure.
Bingham Canyon, Midvale, Morris, the smelters there. It was thousands of the Greeks.
Yeah.
Megarites, Rumeliotes, Kritiki.
Yeah.
Και εγώ έπαιζα για αυτούς.
Where did you play when you played in Utah, in the mines? Where did you play? Did they have you come in? Was there a coffee shop?
Yeah, they have a big coffee shop.
What was the name of it, do you remember?
The name of that was Parthenon, Acropolis, you know,
yeah.
Aphrodite. San Francisco was one of the nice places. Minerva, Aphrodite, big coffee house. And we play music there.
Yeah.
And now I have a company too, you know. I have a violin, I have a clarinet, I have, you know.
Yeah, I know, a backup.
Shanduri, you know, Shanduri. Who
played Shanduri for you?
Oh, it was a man, Aristidis.
Aristidis?
What was Aristidis Katsanis. Αλλά το παρετσούκλι τον έλεγανε μουρμούρι.
Μουρμούρι.
Μουρμούρι γιατί, γιατί τα μουρμούριζε. Τραγουδούσε κιόλα, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Shanduri player. Hey, now I was playing with a lot of...
A lot of guys, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, in the backup band that you had, you said there was a violin player, a clarinet player, and a Shanduri player, okay.
Είχα το violin player, Γρέτσις.
Γρέτσις, sure, George Γρέτσις.
Γιώργος Γρέτσις.
Sure.
He's the big musician, he was in Chicago.
That's right, sure, you taught my Uncle George. Yeah,
Σφωτιλιάς,
yeah.
Κύμπαλο,
sure.
You know, Γιώργης Ομέγας, Κλαρίνο, I can tell you all the names, and the women, I have Virginia, I have Stella Kay, mm-hmm. Είχα την Αμαλία, you know,
yeah.
big names,
yeah,
in my
sure.
company.
That's right, yeah,
you know,
no, I'm sure.
See. Και πηγαίναμε, town σε town, παίζαμε στο Τιτρόιτ.
How did you make the arrangements? I mean, did you have a manager, or how did you make the contract?
No.
What was the arrangements done?
Mm-hmm. The people that they used to have, που είχαν τα καφενεία,
yeah.
τα ξενοδοχεία αυτά, ξέρανε που είμαι. Who Boris Katsaros? He plays in Detroit, στο Άθηνας. All right, they call me. Say, Katsaros, soon you get through there, μπορεί να έρθει σε εμάς. Και έκανα το κουβράτο. Mm-hmm. Όταν τέλειωνα από το ένα μέρος, πήγαινα στο άλλο.
I see.
See?
Yeah.
Πήγαινα στο άλλο. Άμα μένω στο Σαν Φραντσίσκο, μου τηλεφωνούσαν από τη Νέα Υόρκη, πότε θα έρθεις σε εμάς. Mm-hmm. Πότε θα έρθεις στο Τιτρόι, πότε θα έρθεις στο Κλίβελ. Και έκανα book the jobs.
Yeah.
Από την Αυστράλια μου γράφανε. Ξέρανε τη διεύθυνσή μου. Γράφανε στις εταιρείες. Γράφανε στις κομπανίες.
Yes, right.
Βγάζα τις πλάκες. Και μόλις κάνει και είχα πάντοτε σταχτική, στέρι άντρες, the all years, μέχρι το 1940, ήτανε το Μινέρβα καφέ στο Σαν Φραντσίσκο. Στο Σαν Φραντσίσκο.
Yes, I understand.
Στο Folsom Street.
Folsom.
Το Μινέρβα καφέ, one of the nicest places they ever built there at that time. After, he was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, he was my address.
Who ran the Minerva Cafenion in?
Αυτό το είχε ένας από το Άργος, από την Ελλάδα, Pete Γραμματικάκης λεγόταν. Pete Γραμματικάκης λεγόταν αυτός.
Ναι.
Το άλλο το Ακρόπολης το είχε ένας old timer. Ήταν 90 years old and he was the nicest old man. The Ακρόπολης. One of the nicest places he was ever built in the United States.
In New York?
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
In Folsom Street.
In Folsom Street. What was his name? Do you remember?
Oh, εσύ το έχεις αυτό εδώ. Ωραία. Λοιπόν.
Πες μου.
Τώρα σου δίνω μερικές λεπτομέρειες να καταλάβεις.
Sure. Sure.
Τώρα από εκεί και πέρα ξεκίνησες. Έχω τραγούδια, τα καλύτερα τραγούδια. Είναι εκεί πέρα τυπωμένα όλα. Τώρα τι άλλο θέλεις να μάθεις.
Well, okay, let me just do this by decades. What were you doing between 1920 and 1930? What kind of work were you doing? Were you just traveling around and playing?
Traveling around and playing. Play.
Sure, okay.
Playing in every place.
Mm-hmm.
Μόλις τέλειωνα στο ένα μέρος, πήγαινα στο άλλο. If I through New York, stay there like 6 weeks or 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then the next stop, it was Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Stay there another 6-8 weeks, the next stop Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Από το Chicago, San Francisco,
yeah.
Or Salt Lake, Utah, or where they call me.
That's right, that's right.
Course, or New Orleans, mm-hmm. here in Florida. I used to come in here in Tarpon Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Every winter they call me here. And I come, they remember me here, the old timer.
Yeah.
They remember. And I believe I'm the oldest man, and even in the Tarpon Springs and in Miami, that's me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, certainly for this type of music.
Yeah.
In 1920 to 1930, what was the standard fee that you would receive to play music? I mean, etiquettes. I mean, what was it about? When they would call you up and have you play for like...
Yes, they called me.
Yeah.
All those years. Like I was in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. close to my company where I was recording.
Okay.
To the Victor. The Victor used to be Cross and the Delaware River, Kempton, New Jersey. That's the RCA, they used to have all the studios there. Όλα τα μηχανήματα εκεί ήταν mm-hmm. για να κάνουμε recording. Από εκεί με τηλεφωνούσαν. Ήμουν στο 1018 Locust Street. Cross from the Stefano Brothers factory.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Stefano Brothers cigarettes.
Yeah, the Greeks, yeah, sure.
Yes. And I know the family. I used to play for them. They used to have the $1 million home in Elks Park in Philadelphia. Stefanos and Costis, the two brothers together, they're millionaires. I play for them. Και ερχόταν κάτω στο Locust Street που ήταν το κέντρο. Beautiful place. Έπαιζα εκεί εγώ. Στο κέντρο. Στο άλλο το μέρος του Λεωνίδα του Γκούνι από το Ιωάννενα.
Now, what would you charge? Let's say I'm a coffee shop owner and I own a place in Philadelphia, okay?
All right.
And I call Katsaros up on the phone.
All right.
And I want to sign a contract with you.
According to how many people I have in a band.
Okay.
All right. Είμαστε πέντε όργανα, τρεις γυναίκες, οχτώ. All right. They are supposed to send me the fare.
Okay.
How much?
From the one point to the other.
From New York to Detroit.
Okay, fine.
For eight people, right. They got to send me the check. And then, the money what I was getting for them, mm-hmm. it was like that time, $50 a week, or $75 a week, according to the time.
That's right.
And then, besides the pay, we was getting our tips.
Yeah, sure, from the dancers, from everything, sure, that's right.
Tips. Anybody that please the public, we're getting tips.
That's right, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
See? And I stay in Detroit, and from Detroit, a lot of calls. Who was the force? If I like to go to Salt Lake, Utah, I make an arrangement with the owner of that cabaret. I say, yes, I'll be there on the 15th of January. Send me the ticket. And as soon as I get through from here, see?
You'll go. Right. Now, you said you recorded for Standard Records, Standard Colonial?
Oh, τα records τα δικά μου υπολιώτουσαν τότε, all over. That's the reason people, they started knowing me for every place, in Greece, in France, Bordeaux, Havre, you know, every place, England, in every place. Ήξερε Κατσαρός, ο Γιώργος ο Κατσαρός. Και με κάνανε κόλ. Μου γράφανε γράμματα, πότε θα έρθει σε εμάς. Ο Ιβάνσιου. Πέρασα μάτσι Ιβάν, you and your company, all by yourself. A lot of times I gone by myself. Hmm. I took the boat and I gone by myself. You know. Some rich people, they even used to hear the guitar and sing, like you hear here.
Yeah.
The most of the people, and the houses, and the homes. And weddings, and christenings. That time they used to give name parties.
Name days, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Στα σπίτια. They θέλανε too much noise. Uh-huh. Θέλανε just the guitar and τραγούδι. Κατάλαβες. Λοιπόν, εσύ κανόνισε τώρα και πάρε. I give you the foundation.
That's right.
All right?
Okay, sure.
All right. Now, and then, if they gonna start, if they need my songs, they come to me, is that right?
Sure, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they need to make a book out of it, που το θέλει ο κόσμος, mm-hmm. ο κόσμος, anybody is going to make that my story.
Yes, sir.
And I give him the authority to do it, they're going to make hundreds of thousands. Because every Greek is in Greece, mm-hmm. in Australia, mm-hmm. or in Canada, or any place, mm-hmm. I give you the tip now. They want to hear the Κατσαρό story. What year they come in? Oh, they want me in Greece. They want me to go there to give my story. Besides, they want my all good songs.
Yeah.
to replace it.
Yeah, to back it up. Sure. Well, what I think that they want to do, both in Greece and the United States, is like they did a book about Rosa Ashkenazi, and they did a book about Tsintsanis, and they did a book about Vambakaris, and, you know, Papagniou, and all these sorts of things. And what they want to do is they want to be able to talk to the older musicians to find out what kind of life it was, who was playing what sort of music.
The Canadian musicians, they start coming to the United States. The most, or the old-timers musicians στην Ελλάδα, όταν έβγαζα τραγούδι, εγώ παίρνανε τα τραγούδια μου. Βρε μάγκα το μαχαίρι σου, σαποθάνω τι θα πούνε. Τα βγάζανε κι αυτοί εκεί με τα μπουζουκάκια. Mm-hmm. Τα μπουζούκια αρχινήσανε στην Ελλάδα. Ο Τσιτσάνης ήταν ο πρώτος. 1933-35. Mm-hmm. About that time. They started the bouzouki.
Ο Βαμπεκάρης δεν έκανε... Ο Βαμπεκάρης δεν ήταν το πρώτος με αυτό, με το μπουζούκι.
Το πρώτο μπουζούκι στην Ελλάδα ήταν... Το πρώτο μπουζούκι ήταν ο... Ο Στέλιος Κερομίτης, και after that ήταν ο Τσιτσάνης. And then... Παπακάρης, Παπά Ιωάννου, and then I remember all the names, you know, Larry.
Then ήταν ένας εδώ πέρα who played guitar or bouzouki, and his name was Jack Gregory. Jack Gregory ήταν Έλληνες, αλλά πήρε αυτό το αμερικανικό όνομα. Και δεν μπορώ να θυμηθώ τώρα το...
Έπαιζε κιθάρα αυτός.
Ναι, έτσι άκουσα.
Δηλαδή, the old times?
Old times, yeah. But he only cut a couple of records, δύο, τρεις δίσκους.
The old times, the only guitar was στην Αμερική, ήμαν εγώ.
Ναι. Ναι.
Έχεις, δεν μου λες, έχεις κασέτες.
Ναι, από τα παλιά, αλλά κοίταξε τι λάθος έκανα εγώ. Έχω όλοι οι παλιές. Αλλά ο δικός σας που έχω πάνω κασέτα δεν μπορώ να βρω τώρα τη σήμερα όταν θέλω να δω να έρθω εδώ πέρα να μιλάω με εσένα. Είναι αυτός το Detroit, ο Dino Pappas. Όλο το δίσκος που δεν ξέρω από όλα το δίσκος που έκανες, αλλά από το περισσότερο από το τι έκανες, αυτός έχει. Αυτός έχει δικός σας από όλα τα companies.
Ποιος ο...
Αυτός ο Dino Pappas.
Ο Dino Pappas.
Ναι. Θα παίξω κάτι από τα παλιά να ξέρεις. Θα αφήνω με αυτό και θα σου παίξω από εδώ. Δικό σας. Αλλά αυτά είναι από το 20. Είναι τέτος Δημητριάδης.
Καθίσεις εδώ μέρες.
Ναι, πως θα είμαι εδώ για τέσσερις.
Να κάνουμε πόημα, να ταμώσουμε, να γνωρίσεις και έναν άλλο συνάδελφο που έχω εδώ.
Sure.
Τον γνωρίσεις και αυτό. Αυτή μια στιγμή γιατί...
This is still Holiday of Florida. I'm still Steve Frangos. We're at George Katsouros' house. And
hello? Stella? Hello? Oh, Eleni. Ναι, εγώ είμαι. No. Τηλεφώνησα και πριν, αλλά δεν είσαστε. Για δες, εδώ είναι κάτι πίσω το οποίο είναι πολύ ωραίο. Δεν είναι για τα τραγούδια, είναι για την ιστορία. Γιατί είναι από το Σικάγο κύριος εδώ ο Σταύρος Φράγκος. Είναι πολύ νέο παιδί και πολύ educated. Ναι. Λοιπόν, είναι από το Σικάγο και είμαστε εδώ τώρα, από εκείνη την ώρα. Και ήρθαμε σε συνεννόηση και του είπα ότι αφού θα μείνει εδώ μερικές μέρες, για να έρθουμε απάνω. Είναι ιστορία, γιατί σου λέει έχουν γυρίσει παντού. Και ο μόνος παλαιός που ζει, που νομίζανε στο Σικάγο πολύ, και ο νέος ο κόσμος τώρα, ότι δεν μπορεί να ζει, λέει ο Κατσαρός, θα έχει